X, stick X, your X. Fingers.
I can't.
No,
the three of them. The three of them.
I can't take all of it.
As far back as I can remember, I used to look out of my window at every Monica, Tammy, Janet, Pamela, and Brenda, watching titties in the ass, the jeans she got into. I wonder if she'd read a letter from me if I sent it. But I'm only 9 years old with my mom at home, impatiently waiting for the days and the time I'm grown to stick my dick up in a chick and I can find a bone. Cause recently, it's the only thing my mind is on. I busted a nut. It happened accidentally at first. Leaning over a seat, reading a porno mag and it burst. That was up, but now I wanted her to do it. My first couple came out as the clitoris fluid. Now I'm stealing porno flicks from my father's drawers. Bitches getting fucked on all fours with bras on the floor. Now this is what I want, I can't believe what I saw. My dick is hot all the time and my balls are sore. Cause everywhere I look I'm seeing X, X, X. On the TVs and the movies selling sex, sex, sex. I hear dudes saying they don't love these hoes, but I do. I can't help it, this is just how it goes. Cause everywhere I look I'm seeing X, X, X. On the TVs and the movies selling sex, sex, sex. I hear dudes saying they don't love these hoes, but I do. I can't help it, this is just how it goes. I hit puberty early, hit a beautiful girly Shirley with big tits. Her hair wasn't usually curly, flat stomach, fat ass, and her booty was purdy. She was soft and sweet, me, I was moody and surly. We were teenagers barely a year before, I think really I had to tell her to shush for our family hear me. With my dick being swollen and her clam being hairy, she was tan on her body but much paler under her panties. After that it was Annie, Jenny, Rhonda, and Nikki, Wanda and Vicky. Fuck until the condom is sticky, I would eat it and I'd beat it. I never wanted a quickie. If she was with me, she went home flaunting a hickey. But I was still jerking the pornos up in my bed, cleaning with tissues with little pieces stuck to my head. You're on your period? Hell, I even fuck when they bled. You don't want to, okay, you can just suck it instead, man. Cause everywhere I look I'm seeing X, X, X. On the TVs and the movies selling sex, sex, sex. I hear dudes saying they don't love these hoes, but I do. I can't help it, this is just how it goes. Cause everywhere I look I'm seeing X, X, X. On the TVs and the movies selling sex, sex, sex. I hear dudes saying they don't love these hoes, but I do. I can't help it, this is just how it goes. Now I'm a grown man, and I got a pad and a hoopty. I'm a bad motherfucker, so I ain't mad at these groupies who love me cause I'm erratic, want me to batter the coochie. Some like me cause I'm dirty, or sad cause I'm spooky. But bitches use pussy for power and politics for the right money. Every one of them will swallow dicks for the diamonds and jewelry. They're supplying the booty, I'm not the kid jerking off. Now I'm the guy in the movie, and I gotta watch myself when I'm eyeing a cutie. Cause some of them are unstable and violent, truly. Cause mama can bring drama and sirens to me. I'm blowing up, the scandalous and trying to use me. So nowadays I can't even trust the slut, cause she let everybody hit it and touch the butt. I can't lie, I still fiend and I lust the fuck. Since the first time I accidentally busted that nut. Cause everywhere I look I'm seeing X, X, X. On the TVs and the movies selling sex, sex, sex. I hear dudes saying they don't love these hoes, but I do. I can't help it, this is just how it goes. Cause everywhere I look I'm seeing X, X, X. On the TVs and the movies selling sex, sex, sex. I hear dudes saying they don't love these hoes, but I do. I can't help it, this is just how it goes.
WERS, my name is Van Styles. I'm in the studio with Slane.
Yes!
White Man is the Devil out now. Yeah. We got more in that series coming soon. He's holding down for special teams. Where are you from in Boston originally? You know,
Originally I'm from Dorchester, but I moved to South Boston when I was 13 years old. I grew up hanging around in Rosendale. You know what I'm saying? I lived all over the city, really. But Dorchester's where I'm originally from. Southeast my hometown.
Alright, no doubt. So somebody representing for the Bean, but I'd say right now you're probably the most controversial artist coming out of the Bean.
Why though? I don't understand why. I'm just talking about what's going on.
No, it's true. And what's going on happens to be what it is.
People think it's controversial for me to talk about dope and Oxycontin and cocaine. Can I say that on the air?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, whatever. People think it's controversial for me to talk about that. Dog, in my neighborhood, There's 13-year-old kids shooting up. There's Oxycontin everywhere. There's coke everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you've had some you've had some personal experience with that. You said you've been in and out detox.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm trying to hurry up and get out of this interview, too, so I can go get high. No, I'm just kidding. Hey. Nah, but for real, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, not to make a joke, I'm just being funny with that. But, yo, for real, there's a drug epidemic in Boston. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about it. If that's controversial, you know what I'm saying? Then whatever. How is it controversial to talk about real life? If people, parents or whatever, they're scared that I'm talking about something that's really going on with their kids. Yo, listen. Your kid is hooked on OCs. Your kid is shooting dope. For real.
Parents, beware. Yeah. That's coming from Slane right here.
Yeah, and I'm talking about it. That you wonder why those kids love... You wonder why people like what I'm doing in Boston right now? I talk for these kids that do that. I talk... I have the voice that they don't have. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that I grew up around is either drug addicts, in jail, or they working, or they got union jobs. You know what I'm saying? But whatever. But everything that I'm talking about is 100% real. And if it's controversial, then let it be. Whatever. The kids that know what I'm talking about, they respect me, and they know that I'm painting a picture of what our lives are like. And they understand that.
That's what hip-hop's all about.
Yeah, I don't care if anybody else thinks it's controversial.
Hey, Georgie boy, what the fuck is the problem, man? Talk, man. Drag your face out of that Asian asshole you're licking, and call your boy a man.